Yeah, so I kind of remembered where I was going with it. Is our IT department here, they've really locked down a lot of the scripts and a lot of the stuff. They will green light scripts for me, but I cannot test them before they green light. Like, they'll green light a test, a script, but then there's maybe a little nuance with it. And so then I need to put another help desk ticket in to have them green light it again. And it's kind of become so much of a nuisance to develop that I basically stopped because they've effectively put a halt to any forward improvement. And so I love coding. I love scripting. I love the automation. I love being really good at Excel, and I've kind of gotten good at Google Sheets as well. But I think what happened is I got really good at Excel, and it basically taught me code and to think algorithmically. And then I started dabbling with other programming languages, because our IT department was always pushing us away from Excel's Visual Basic because they are under the impression that it will be phased out, which they're probably right. And so I've been, pushing myself in other directions, learning Python and PowerShell and a bunch of other programming languages. And it's all in an effort to stay relevant. And so that's kind of my goal. And when I can't really code here at work anymore, I need something to do, in order to hone my skills. I don't want to just throw in the towel on automating and coding and that. So I need to continue beating the drum and ringing the bell, if you will. And so, in a way, APRSC has become my, saving grace. It's given me a reason to automate. It's given me an avenue to hone my skills. It's given me, it's kind of like that.
Yes.
Like you have, everybody has, like, people like to drink, people like to smoke. I've found that I like to code and I like to automate. There's nothing better than